The Transfer of Convicted Persons Act 2007, Act 743, which we seek to amend, was enacted to facilitate the transfer of convicted persons between Ghana and other countries. But under Act 743, it is a condition precedent to obtain the consent of the convicted person before the transfer of the convicted person to this country or out of this country. There has been an additional protocol to the Convention on the Transfer of Sentenced Persons. This is Strasbourg 18-X11-1997, which permits the transfer of convicted persons without the consent of that convicted person in specified circumstances. Even though Ghana is not a signatory to the European Union Convention on the Transfer of Sentenced Persons, the substance of that convention was adopted by the Commonwealth Secretariat as a model law for countries that belonged to the Commonwealth, of which Ghana is one. And as a member of the Commonwealth, Ghana enacted our law on the transfer of convicted persons, Act 743, on the model proposed by the Commonwealth Secretariat. Essentially, Mr. Speaker, what we are trying to do is to amend the Transfer of Convicted Persons Act such that we would also remove the element of consent from a person or a convicted person when being transferred from a sentencing state to an administering state or vice versa. Mr. Speaker, essentially what we are seeking to do in this amendment is to have a situation where a convicted person may be transferred into Ghana without the consent of that convict, where a request is made to the Republic under Section 2 of Act 743, and where the convict had tried to avoid incarceration by fleeing from the sentencing country into Ghana prior to the conviction of that convict, or the convict escaped from the lawful custody in the sentencing country and came to Ghana after conviction but prior to the convict serving the full term of the sentence, or the sentence passed on the convict or an administrative decision consequential to a sentence passed on the convict includes an expulsion or deportation order or any other measure as a result of which that convict is not allowed to remain in the sentencing country once the convict is released from prison.
Section 4 of the Act spells out the conditions under which a convicted person would be transferred from a sentencing state to an administrative state. In recent times, crime syndicates have been on the ascendancy, and international criminal networks have taken advantage of technological and other developments to facilitate their operations. For these and other reasons, convicted persons can avoid incarceration by fleeing from a sentencing state to another country. Prior to the conviction of that person, it is also possible that a convicted person would escape lawful custody from the sentencing state after conviction, but prior to serving the full term of the sentence. Hence, the need to address the legal lacuna to make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for such malefactors to escape lawful custody. The committee therefore recommends the House to adopt its report and pass the bill subject to the proposed amendment attached.